Jet Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie.
Oh, she got my name right for once.
Yeah, practice makes perfect, and it took her a lot of practice to get there.
Didn't she? She finally got it. Good on you, love. Thanks so much. Can you? She doesn't really talk back, does she?
No.
No, she's one-dimensional.
She's learned to not speak back to you.
She doesn't even have a name.
Yeah.
Voiceover lady.
Yeah, VO girl.
The sound of Josiah and Herbie. That's what, let's call it that.
But look, she did open our show, which was a great show today, very nicely. We had a huge guest from Ninja Warrior, the guy who came second.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'd be even bigger if we had the guy that came first.
But I sort of like having the runner-up.
Yeah.
You know, the underdog, the one that came so close but yet so far. And he's a great bloke, Charlie Robbins.
Yeah, it's like the Jane Saville of our podcast. He's the Jane Saville of Ninja Warrior. Mate, how does it feel to be a loser?
I feel like he's more Shannon Knoll.
Yeah, he's a bit of a Shannon Knoll.
Yeah,
good point. Yeah, it was a good chat though.
It was, indeed.
We had a fun show. There was a few things in here today. We did go on the hunt for the GV's wizard. That'll make a lot more sense when you hear it.
Yes,
the old
did.
Wizard sleeve.
You've suggested something for me to do because I very stupidly opened my mouth a couple of months back, and I might have to follow through on this.
I am fortunate enough to have a recollective brain which memorizes many a thing you say, Herbs, and yeah, I did challenge you. Let's see how you go with that one. You tried to fire us up as well by wanting rename the solar system. Like, what's wrong with you,
well,
Herbs?
It's not me. NASA's doing this.
Yeah.
I don't control NASA, but NASA controls our solar system, and they're not happy about some of the planet names.
There's a whole bunch more in here. Enjoy the podcast, including Herbie. If there is coronavirus in a place near you, it's most likely because she spread it. How? It'll make a lot more sense when you hear it. Enjoy it. Thanks for downloading. The Hit
Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Got an idea for you now, though, Herbs, which I want to enlist you to. No, you know what? I'm going to ask you before I do anything. How does that sound?
So it's a favour you want me to do really for
you? No, it's not just for me. It's for the whole Goulburn Valley. And it's for yourself.
Okay. I don't trust you. I really don't.
Well, consent's a very strong word in 2020, so I can't just do things or enlist you in things without asking for your permission. But this is an amazing, amazing initiative. The Black Dog Institute, obviously they look after mental health. They've come out, and you might have seen this doing the rounds in the news at the moment, and they're raising for the month of September, which is only a couple of weeks away, money for their organisation for anyone that grows a mullet. Now, the reason I'm bringing you into this is not only because you love a mullet, because there's plenty of dudes around the GV with mullets, and I want them to get involved as well. But you've always flirted, Herbie, flirted with the idea of getting a mullet yourself. And I tell you what, Herbs.
I regret saying anything to you in the past.
If there is ever a better time to get a mullet, it is for a brilliant organisation. Like I said, I'm not saying you have to, because it's got the big C word in front of it, and that's charity. But I am making you manifest this idea over the next couple of weeks. Mullets for Mental Health is what they're calling their campaign. Picture Movember. You know how everyone does for Movember. But this one's Mullets for Mental Health, the Black Dog Institute. Anyone that has a mullet, you can enlist on their website right now. I will put it out there, blackdoginstitute.org.au, before September comes. You can raise a lot of money, or anyone that's contemplating cutting a mullet, which we know this year are back in fashion. You can't deny it. Look around the GV.
I know,
but
the
Herbie,
hard thing is here, I did flirt this idea with you off air. I said to you, I reckon, was it back in March we're speaking about mullets? And
yeah.
I said, do you know what? I would cut my hair into a mullet for charity. And I said it to you, and now I'm regretting saying it.
But there was no charity. There was charities around, but there was no official
mullet
charity.
It was just an idea. It was just chit-chat between two mates.
You were saying how much you loved a mullet. And then
I find it very attractive.
Yeah, on a bloke. And then I said, well, do on yourself, because you dared me to. And I was like, I'm not cutting my luscious locks. And so I looked at you and you said, you know what, for a right cause I would. There hasn't been a right cause till now.
My heart's sort of pounding.
Yeah, good.
Because I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no, but also I don't know if my parents would be happy with this look on me.
Just remember, everything grows back.
I wish this sort of happened at the start of isolation, so I really could have just grown it out.
Well, you know what? You've got September. We're in lockdown until about mid-September. I can organise a barber.
How shaved on the sides? I don't want a mohawk.
this is the thing. You'd have to shave the sides
and clip the top a bit.
You'd have to go all out.
Business at front, party at back. I know how it goes because I look at them and I think you're sexy.
Yeah, and so would you, Herbs.
No, they wouldn't. They would not. Like, I'm already single. I'm telling you, if I get the mullet, I'm going to be single at the end of it.
I tell you what. Today is the 11th of August. It's a Tuesday. Why don't I give you until – I'll give you – do you want a week to decide? Because then we can give a bit of time to push the people to donate to you if you decide to do it. There's no pressure in the world at all.
A week.
Because there's a lot of blokes out there that are also growing mullets, and a lot of money will be raised for this charity. So don't feel that pressure, but I'm just saying, Herbs.
What if I would only do it if you did it with me?
Nah, that's not part of it. There's no chance at all.
All right. A week from today, I'll give you an answer.
Done.
But I promise you I'll think about it.
Yeah. And GV, get involved. Feel free to send messages. Hit GV Instagram if you think Herbie should. Encourage
her. I've got quite long hair.
Yeah. I don't know. I genuinely thought about it before. I don't know what you'd do.
I've got like long hair. I've never dyed it.
You'd be a hero.
And my natural hair, I should point this out, is curly.
I'd kick it off with $100.
$100? You can actually chuck in a grand, mate.
We'll give it a week.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Now, there's some obvious hot commodities out there, like gold, oil. You know that those items, they're worth a fair bit of money. Most recently, hand sanitizer. That's probably joined the list. But what if I told you that bird poop was up there with it?
I'd be happy because I've been pooed on a few times.
Now, we know it's lucky if a bird poos on your shoulder. It is quite lucky and people can go, oh, it's annoying, but you go, hang on, better go buy a lotto ticket. Take out the lotto ticket no more. You just need to start collecting that bird poop.
Whoever made that up is a genius because there is no truth to that at all. You're just getting pooed on. They're trying to make life
of
a good, bad situation. No way.
It's true.
No way.
Yes way.
Why am I so poor and I've been pooed on that many times?
Because you're doing it wrong.
Wrong lotto. I'm entering the wrong lotto.
You've got the wrong mindset. If you got pooed on, you're like, yes, lucky, then yes, it would come. But you go, oh, no.
Yeah, because I've got to get it out of my hair. And when you've got long hair like a lady, you would know it's hard to get out.
It is hard. But this is the thing. If you do get pooped on by a bird, specifically a seabird. So I'm talking about seagulls, pelicans, penguins. You need to start collecting it and you need to start saving it away because it could be worth a lot of money. I'm talking nearly $500 million annually, the seabird poop.
Hard to collect though. Like you go for a walk around Vic Park Lake in Shepparton or wherever you live, and there's pelicans everywhere. Mm-hmm. Are you angling yourself if it's worth that much money to try and get pooed on?
You're going to have to try. I mean, it's that, or I don't know if you can have pelicans as pets and collect it off the ground.
Just lay there.
Yeah, just hope for the best. Get your while suntanning, just really aim. Have some chips surrounding you.
Herbie's laying down at Vic Park Lake on my chest. Get it on my chest.
Now, you might be wondering why seabird feces is so expensive and worth a lot of money. It's because it's also known as guano, which can be used as commercial fertilizer and is vital for contributing nutrients to marine ecosystems.
Wow.
And so there is people who actually go off to places where there's tons of penguins, say Antarctica, and they actually collect the bird poop to bring back because it is bringing in $473 million each year.
It's a lot of money. Can't they just, I don't understand, wouldn't it be easier to like collect it like from people, you know, going for a walk around Vic Park Lake? I tell you what, the council has a job and a half cleaning that up because you're just dodging it wherever you go.
Well, now you'd want to be scooping it up. Mm. So this is my thought. We don't have much things going on in our life at the moment. We know we're restricted. Luckily for us, we can go out and enjoy the outdoors and get some exercise in. Maybe now on your exercise, start collecting some poop. If there's going to be some good that comes out of 2020, you could be a millionaire by the end of the year.
Can you tell everyone how to sell it? Because it's going to be a strange sight seeing the people around the GV collecting poo off the ground and other people that don't listen to the show wondering what they're doing.
This is true. This is true. Look, I just know that there is a market for it. I haven't invested myself into it. It is a fertilizer, but I'm sure if you just go on the black market, it'd be up there.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it's not going to be normal fertiliser, otherwise everyone would be doing it.
Yeah, good point. Well, I'm looking forward to my Tuesday today, just walking around Vic Park Lake and seeing Herbie over in the distance, just laying there. Chest, please. Oh, it's easy to collect off there on the chin. Or do you hold a cup out? What's easiest?
I mean, it's normal. It's just, it's personal preference, really, isn't it?
It's whatever you're into. The Hit Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Herbs. Oh, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you know how you have been isolating yourself a fair bit? You're going to have to isolate yourself even more because I reckon you're guilty of transmitting coronavirus.
Me? I don't see anyone.
Yeah, exactly. But people hear you, and that's the problem. The New South Wales Chief Health Officer yesterday came out and revealed people who have loud voices and those who enjoy bursting into song are more likely to transmit coronavirus if they're infectious compared to someone who is also positive with the infection but are a little bit quieter. Now, let me tell you this. If you become positive with this virus, God save us all.
I do have a loud voice.
You reckon?
And I do like to sing a lot.
Unbloody believable. I try to say goodbye.
I mean, if there's anything that summed you up more as a human, it is someone that randomly bursts into song and someone who has a loud voice. And I feel like when the chief health officer came out yesterday at their press conference, they literally, it was like they were, you know, when you picture someone that you're talking to, like for us here at the radio, we picture the listeners and whatnot. I feel like she was just picturing you.
Yeah. And I can't even argue it because I've been told off so many times in my 26 years of living for being too loud. Dad used to always come out if I had the girls around when I was a bit younger out the back. He'd go, can you just shush? I can't hear anyone else. I can only hear you. Why are you so much louder than everyone? I don't know why. I just get excited. So one time in my last job when I was working on radio, my co-host forgot to turn my mic on, but they didn't even know because your mic picked it up.
You're kidding me because you're so loud.
I was so loud.
Because, and these are noise cancelling as well. Yeah. They're not meant to pick up anything within an inch of the mic.
I was so loud. He's gone, oh, doesn't matter.
Literally, this is the thing, mate. Honestly, and I kind of feel for Shepherd. Or you live in Maroopna, actually, because I guarantee, let's keep you as isolated as possible. Because I tell you what, Herbs, if you do end up getting it, no one's safe. Like, you literally, you could be isolating in your bedroom and the whole of Maroopna would get it.
I'm not like yodeling on the top of a hill.
Oh, you're not far off it. You're not far off it as well. Have a listen to your voice.
Unbloody believable. Oh,
loud voice, and also you like to sing randomly. How do we end the show every morning, Herbs?
I try to say goodbye and I choke. I try to walk away and I stumble.
Help the Goulburn Valley ASAP.
It's clear. My world crumbles when you are not near. The Hit Breakfast Show
with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. Now, I'm going to open a bit of a can of worms here. Some people will be on board with this and some people I can see going, nah, and nah, that's stupid. I'm not about it at all. But it is an interesting one. So Zomato, it's the food delivering service actually created in India.
Are they like Menulog, Uber Eats, that sort of thing?
You can get them in most of your capital cities. They have come out and they've said, their CEO has made an announcement that their food delivery and restaurant guide company will now allow female employees to take up to 10 extra days of period leave a year.
What does that mean? So a month you get a day off?
Well, it just means if you have severe pain and you're feeling sick, you can have a day of leave without it affecting your sick leave, your annual leave. You don't have to go without pay for a day. You just have 10 days there where you can actually use for yourself if you have period pain.
Not bad. It'd be great if you're a female.
Not bad at all. I mean, also not great being a female getting your period. That can be very annoying.
Well, it's funny because some girls, you know, suffer way worse than others. You can meet a girl who, you know, it's like nothing happens to them. And then another girl, it's like World War III breaks out.
This is true. Some of my girlfriends, one of my girlfriends has ended up in hospital when she was younger. She's gotten better over the years. But when late teens, she used to get severe migraines, would end up throwing up. She'd have to spend the whole day bedridden to the point where then they'd take her to hospital. And you think that's horrific. But she's one of many. So many girls have that pain, while others, they don't even know they've got it because they fly by.
I've dated both extremes. One girl I dated had endometriosis and she would, you can imagine
horrible.
The pain from that. Yeah. And then another one, you wouldn't even know. And so I guess it depends how much they determine, because you get some people that would just take the PISS out of this and they'd just be taking the days off for no reason. And how do you prove and monitor it as well? Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's a hard one, but I think it's an incredible thing what this CEO has done. Because not many people would do this. many people would say, take your sick leave. It's another sick day.
Is this happening in Australia or around the world, his company?
It's bringing in here in Australia.
Isn't that funny? That
And the CEO is a man.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Mr. Goyle.
Good on him. It's crazy, though. How's this, that you can bring in 10 days of paid period leave, yet you still have to pay for your own, you know what?
Exactly. Sanitary items. It's ridiculous. We're taxed on it.
It's actually stupid.
Bonkers. Now, Mr. Goyle, the CEO, he's come out and said, our job is to make sure that we make room for our biological needs. There shouldn't be any shame or stigma for women who apply for period leave. You should feel free to tell people on internal groups or emails that you are using period leave.
Yeah. I'd love to know from females what they think of this on 13, 12, 16, because I reckon there'd be a few out there that would say to other girls, suck it up. This is just the card we've been dealt. Let's just go to work and get on with it. There would be some people that think like that.
Do you know, if a man said that to someone, whoa. A female, still, you should be considerate because every person is in their own situation. But let's throw it out to you guys, GV. Do you think we should introduce here in the Goulburn Valley period leave?
You can vote at the Hit GV Instagram account right now. It's up on our story, but you can also give us a call on 13 12 16 like Megan in Tatura. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I absolutely think we need to introduce it. I think it can be a massive issue for women, and I think a lot of women are going over their sick pay, taking pay without leave, or going into their rec leave, which is what they really need to relax, just because of something that's out of their control.
Have you missed much work, Megan, because of your cycle?
I've missed a bit. I probably should have missed a lot more than what I have, but I forced myself to go to work just because I know that I can't afford not to.
Yeah, which is a great reason why they've brought this in, especially Zomato. Megan, can I ask, is it an awkward one having to tell your boss why you have the day off, or do you just make up something else?
I think it was when I was a lot younger, and I think I've been lucky I have a female boss, but I have had to have a lot of specialist appointments and I've had to have surgery for these reasons. So it's got to a point where it's not like, it should never have been a shame thing, but it's definitely a point now where it's like, well, if you're off having surgery and having to have time off for this, then it's exactly the same as if you're going in for, I don't know, a knee surgery.
I definitely agree with you, Megan. I think period leave should be a thing, and fingers crossed that hopefully in the future we will see it in our workplaces.
Awesome.
Good on you, Megan. We appreciate your call this morning.
And now, since we've been speaking about it, going to our poll at Instagram at HitGV, it's gone up. 44% of you say yes, still 56% say no. But I reckon it could be a thing that will happen in the future, and I believe it'll be a great thing if workplaces do enforce it. The Hit
Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
The Ninja Warrior, it wrapped up last night. The grand finale. This man, he was runner-up, missed out by 1 second. On $400,000. You can catch all of Ninja Warrior right now on Nine Now if you have missed it. Charlie Robinson, morning, mate. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, Charlie, we were so excited to see that you made it up Mount Madurayama, but unfortunately you were beaten by 1 second. How did that feel?
Probably not as bad as you'd expect. I was actually pretty stoked just to have done everything and to be able to say that I've done everything and did everything without falling in the water once was pretty special. So I sort of had that to keep me going. And yeah, Ben's an awesome bloke, so he deserves it. And no, I was just pretty happy that I got everything done.
As a Ninja Warrior nerd yourself, mate, as well, just to be one of 14 in the world to climb Mount Madurayama, that must be something.
Yeah, I think Dad pulled up a fact of, I think more people have walked on the moon than climbed that rope. So
wow.
When he pulled up, you'd have to fact check that. But that's what he said to me. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool when you think about it like that.
Now, dads are never wrong. Always believe your dad.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie, we know on the side you love a bit of golf. If it came to winning a huge, huge golf title.
Like, go the US Open.
Yeah, let's go the US Open or climbing Mount Madurayama, what would you choose?
I'd definitely take the US Open.
It's worth a slightly, absolutely, a little bit more money, isn't it, Charlie?
I think I was watched the last few holes of the PGA Championship yesterday, and Colin Morikawa won. I think he was 23 years old, and I think it was $1.98 million.
Yeah, how was the reaction when he putted that the birdie on the last? He went nuts, and you know it's all that hard work, but it's also that money just in the back of your mind.
Yeah, it was awesome. I love watching him, actually. It was awesome. And he knocked the lid off the trophy holding up at the ceremony. It was pretty funny. But
I saw that. So good, mate.
Now, Charlie, will you be coming back next year to hopefully take the title and win Australian Ninja Warrior?
We'll see how we feel getting a bit closer. I never really know. Like, even going into this year, I was kind of up in the air about it, and then it got to, like, application time. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to miss out on it. So, we'll see how we go.
Mate, you must be a pretty disciplined bloke. My cousin's a professional golfer, and the amount of time he has to put into golf is ridiculous, let alone you, who does the Ninja Warrior, which we know how much time that goes into it as well. How do you balance your time between the both, mate?
I'm pretty lucky. I coach gymnastics for work, and that's like an afternoon thing. So I've got most of the day pretty much free. So there's plenty of time to sort of get both done. I would like to, and since Ninja Warrior's finished, I've been spending a lot more time playing golf. But yeah, you just got to sort of do it when you can, and yeah.
And Charlie, you're down at the Mornington Peninsula at the moment. We know Victoria, it's very tough at the moment with COVID and the restrictions. How are you finding it? Are you getting that hour a day to play golf or to do Ninja?
We're not even allowed to go to the golf courses for this one. So I've got a little net in the backyard that I've been hitting balls into, and then I'm able to sort of travel to my girlfriend's, which is sort of good to get me out of the house and keep me sane a little bit. But not actually doing much Ninja at the moment, unfortunately.
Well, you did enough last night, mate, coming runner-up. We're super proud of you being Victorians, mate. Next year, that 400K could be all yours. You might have to keep training in lockdown. Play Don't Touch the Lava or something. That might keep you going in the meantime.
Yeah, I'm sure you can come up with a few games.
Close enough, isn't
From
it?
From Ninja Warrior to Don't Touch Lava, yeah.
Good on you, Charlie, mate. Have a great morning.
Thanks, guys. You too. The Hit
Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
How's this, Herbs? A food blogger and mum of four. She's going to take on a $1 trillion company in the form of Apple after they've decided to sue her.
She's not going to go through with it, is it?
Yep, she is a stubborn lady, this lady. Natalie Monson is her name.
Oh, no.
And she started a little food blog called Pear. Now, Pear are being taken to court by Apple because they reckon it's too similar to Apple.
I mean, they're both fruits and the shape is in a way similar, but very different on the other hand.
Now, to anyone listening right now, I feel like we're in a good position here to judge because we are the fruit bowl capital of Australia with both the apples and pears, some of our biggest exports.
Very much so. I've never had juicier pears in my life.
And yeah, I know. I've got some at the moment. They are so, so, so
Yum.
Good. They've taken to court saying that their logo is very similar. Now, one, we obviously know Apple. It's the biggest thing in the world.
Yep. It's on a lot of computers. You see it on your phones. You see it everywhere, really.
The other symbol is the pear, and they're saying the pear, it's kind of tilted and it has a leaf coming off it, and the apple also has a leaf. They're saying that is a copy of their design.
Well, it's a copy of the fruit. They're both fruits that look similar.
It's amazing, isn't it? They also claim that their health app, you know, on the iPhone, you got the health app?
Yeah.
They're saying it does a similar thing to what the Pear, or the Pear is what it's actually called for short, does as well, because the Pear app basically does very similar to what the health app does on the Apple iPhone.
I'm sorry, Apple, but is the Pear app really damaging your brand? Is this one little food blogger, mum of how many kids? She's got three.
Four.
Four. Is she really upsetting you so much? You're a $1 trillion company.
And she's a tiny small business as well.
Exactly. I think, no, this isn't fair, Apple. Just let her be a pear.
Now, the reason they're opposing the registration of the business name and the logo is saying that it claims it's going to cause confusion, mistake or deception out in the market.
No, it's not. I'm not opening my Pear laptop.
That's
I'm opening
thing.
My Apple.
Their main problem is both the logo design and that health app saying it's too similar. I honestly don't reckon when some mum is looking for a food meal program for her kids that they're going to go, oh man, this is way better than Apple.
If it was like a Garmin product where they've got their health watch and it's a pear, I'd understand, but it's not. It's a food blog.
Literally.
Food blog makes more sense to have a pear than MacBooks having apples.
For sure. Natalie Monson, she's a stubborn woman. I tell you what, she's come out and said, we're defending ourselves against Apple, not only to keep our logo, but to send a message to big tech companies that bullying small businesses has consequences. Apple, back off.
I like her. She's got a bit of gutso in her.
She she has a lot of guts to her and good on her. She's also going to be broke very soon, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't know if that blog will be a blog for much longer. The Hit
Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Look, this year has been a massive, massive year for social justice. There's been the big movement, the Black Lives Matters. We've had a lot of potentially contentious names changed according to the social justice movement. So Redskins, that we know that's changing. Most recently, Coon Cheese, the name is changing because it does offend some people in some communities. Now, for most people, it doesn't affect us. So, yeah, change the name. But there is people out there that it does affect. And so they have a bit of an argument about it. Now, I read this last night and thought, I'd love to get your opinion on it, Josiah, because I know that you get a little bit fired up when it comes to some of these name changes.
So do you know what? The people that are most offended are usually, you know, little white people that sit in there behind their computers doing nothing. Mm. You ask the people from those communities, most of them couldn't care less.
Well, this one I reckon you could be quite angered by, because NASA has come out to speak about some of its planets.
Captain Planet! Captain
Planet! So
there's nothing racist about any of the planets. The only thing I can think of is Uranus.
I'm not talking about just the planets that we know and studied and did dioramas of when we were in primary school. I'm talking about the whole galaxy. So you've got moons, you've got lots of constellations there that all get names. And if you work in NASA or if you're into astronomy, you would know some of these names. Now, they put out a statement and they said, community works to identify and address systematic discrimination and inequality in all aspects of the field. And it has become clear and certain that cosmic nicknames are not only insensitive, but can be actively harmful.
What, to who? Aliens?
Maybe. Maybe. So they have come out and they've said, for example, Planetary Nebula, NGC 2392, it's known as Eskimo Nebula, is a dying sun-like star, and the Eskimo is offensive.
Oh, come on.
So they are now dropping Eskimo and referring back to the NGC 2392.
So why has Eskimo become a derogatory term? I've heard this little debate heat up over the last couple of years. Can I ask you a question? Who lives in an igloo?
Yeah, the Eskimos.
There you go. That's not racist. That's just what they're called.
It's like the marshmallows with the chocolate around it.
You know,
and they're called the Eskimo
pies. If there's someone listening right now that gets offended by the word Eskimo, 13, 12, 16, love a debate with you on the radio.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that one. The next one that NASA has put out is a pair of spiral galaxies, NGC 4567 and NGC 4568, also known as the Siamese Twins Galaxy.
Come on. Why is that offensive?
So that one's been changed back to those names as well. Now, you might be wondering, who named these galaxies and nebulas? Frederick William Herschel actually named the Eskimo Nebula back in January 1787.
Yeah, I don't reckon Eskimo was racist back then.
He then went on to name the Siamese Twins in 1802, and he's also the man behind the planet Uranus.
Oh, what a legend this guy is. This guy, do you know what? He was living well ahead of his time. This guy was edgy, man.
He is, but unfortunately, no one's going to know him now because he hasn't named anything.
Yeah, that's the thing. If they've taken him all away, well, he's still got Uranus. That's the best planet of all of them,
isn't
it?
He's still got it, but I mean, you went and did something, you achieved something, and now it's been taken away. So for me, I understand that we're going through this social justice movement, and we need to. We need to as a society. But for me, a planet from 1700s... Maybe let it go.
Now, pick and choose your battles, I reckon.
Yeah.
If there's something that's actually like a Black Lives Matter movement, I reckon we focus on big things like that in society or the things that actually matter. But if we're talking about renaming planets, NASA, get back in your box.
I can understand now that someone will pop up and say that we should rename Earth because there's been so many changes to Earth and it's not fair how people have been treated, which it isn't. But Earth is a planet. Mm. It's not Earth's fault what's happening in the world.
Yeah, the aliens, we're offended as earthlings. It's racist. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's a little bit silly, but NASA's come out and it's confirmed, so no more Eskimo or Siamese Twins Galaxy.
Well, there you go. Most of the GV agrees because our phones have not rang. No one wants to take me on because everyone is in agreement this morning. If you do have an opinion, hit GV on Instagram or you can flick us a message, hit Govan Valley on Facebook.
Show. With Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Money laundering. If I say that, what does that mean to you, Josiah?
Just sneaking it under the table and giving it to the bikies.
And that's it. Sneaking it under the table. I read a story this morning and I thought, wow, this has taken money laundering to a whole other level. And maybe this is how it originally got its name, is what I thought. Because a person over in South Korea, they had a lot of cash on them. And when I say a lot, the currency they use over there is won, and it equal to around $27,000 in cash.
A bit of coin, yeah.
So it's holding a lot of cash on them. And obviously, with everything going on in the world, you want to be careful with money. A lot of people aren't really even accepting money these days. You've only got Easy Card because of COVID. And this person was a little bit scared of COVID and thought, could be on one of my notes. And so what they did is they got their $27,000 worth of money and they put it in the washing machine.
Oh.
They gave it a cycle. So they really took it to the laundry.
Can I ask, is the one in South Korea, is it like ours made out of metal or is it like America where it's made out of paper?
It's more paper.
Ooh.
So I'm going to show you quickly. If you go to Instagram, you can see this picture.
Oh,
the money is destroyed.
That is, you know what? You've got to be fearful of this coronavirus. This is what the media does to people. It puts that much fear that is unwarranted. I'd be careful what I say, but
be careful with money.
$27,000 in the washing machine. Look what the media does to people.
It's literally
crazy.
Gone down the drain. Like, it's so bad. They've now opened the machine up and gone, oh God, what have I done here? And then they've called the bank up. And because I didn't know this was a thing, if you've got damaged currency, you can actually go to a bank. I haven't completely read the rules here in Australia, but in South Korea you can. And if it's damaged to an extent, they can exchange it.
Really? Because I had a $50 note once here and I went to pay for something and the lady refused it because she thought it was a ripoff. Because she's like, Australian money's not meant to rip. I'm like, I received it like that.
I've had ripped ones before, and as long as you can prove it's intact, it's fine.
Right.
But the banker says here, at Central Bank over in South Korea, the bank can provide the new currency at face value if damage is minimal, but at half the value of what you provide, or not at all if damage is significant.
Wow.
So this person only got 50% of the $27,000 money they had back.
But that's almost 14K. That's still a lot of money.
Still a lot of money, but you've just literally lost 14K to money laundering.
Oh.
Not just laundering.
Yeah, laundering.
Laundering.
Literally. Takes it to a whole new meaning, doesn't it?
I honestly reckon that might be how the name came about.
Yeah. You wouldn't be upset, though, if it was fake money. They would have had to prove it by the serial number on the note.
You'd think so. I have no idea. Or maybe they've got that imprint like we have.
Yeah, because imagine if he didn't and it was just fake Monopoly money. He's chucked it in the washing machine. Guys, look what happened. It wasn't me.
Everyone listening this morning, don't try this at home today.
And if you do, send a photo to the Hit TV Instagram page.
Show. With Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
We will guess your occupation.
Vet, teacher,
we will guess them all.
What's your occupation?
Simple game. Give us a call, 13 12 16. State your car, we'll guess your job.
As easy as that. We do have Xanthia from Kyabram on the phone at the moment. Morning, Xanth.
Morning.
What sort of car do you drive?
A VT sedan.
Ooh, okay. What year was that one be, Xanthia?
I think this one's a 2000.
2000?
98.
98?
Yeah.
And the bad boy's still going. How many Ks you got on that?
I got 359,000.
Wow.
A weapon on the road.
And are you driving to work at the moment, Xanthia?
My partner currently is.
There you go. All right, Xanth, this is a tough one. Are you going to work together?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm thinking.
I know what you are. You're a school teacher. You teach together. You're on your way. You must teach in another town. You've got about an hour drive ahead of you.
No.
Oh, man, what's wrong with me this morning?
Well off. I'm thinking more factory vibes. Would I be close by saying that?
Factory? Not really.
Okay, well off. Back to the drawing board.
Is that your guess?
No, okay. I need an actual career. Oh, do you guys work? Maybe you help out and you're the bloody essential workers at the moment. Are you helping out at the supermarkets in the warehouses?
No.
Oh, my next guess is the hospital, but we've run out. You've won a McDonald's voucher. Congratulations, Xanthia.
Thank you.
That's right. What do you do for a crust?
We are carting.
Oh!
Never would have guessed it.
Wow.
Tow boats and cars and stuff.
There you go. Wait, my mind's blown this morning. There really is a many careers out there, isn't there? Good on you, Xanth. Hold the line for us. So let's go now to Darcy in, where's he from? Wangaratta this morning. Darcy, what sort of car do you drive, mate?
Holden, Colorado.
Ooh, what colour's that?
Black.
Black, Bad Boy. What year?
2008
Black Holden.
Ooh. And what are you doing up so early, mate? Are you working or are you on ISO? What's the deal with you at the moment?
I'm going to work.
Okay.
I'm going to work.
Darcy from Wang, you driving?
Yep. Oh, pulled over, yeah.
Have you got a big commute?
Pardon?
Have you got a big commute every day?
Nah, it's 5 minutes.
Okay. Are you a Sparky?
Nah.
Oh. Oh, I really thought I had it.
Nah, you're wrong. All right, if I get this right, you don't win a Macca's voucher. If I get it wrong, Darce, you're a plumber, mate.
Nah.
Oh, oh. Love that you laughed at me as well.
What do you do there, Darce?
Oh, a painter.
Painter. Oh,
so close. Not really. The Hit Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.